Hello.
Hi again, Kara. We are good to go.
Okay, sounds good.
Great. So let's start with your year of graduation, including when you finished up your classes, that was spring, summer, fall, and your major or majors.
Okay, I graduated in spring of 2018, and my major was music business.
Great. Now, music business has different tracks, like, management track, entrepreneurial track, marketing. Which track did you do?
I did management.
Cool. And what was your principal instrument?
Voice.
All right. So we will get to your history later. But for now, tell us about your current job. Where do you work? What do you do?
Okay. I work as a communications specialist at Boston College, for one of their research centers. It's called the Center for Retirement Research, which is we're basically a nonprofit research center that studies anything that has to do with retirement and money. So it's very broad.
But it's
We do
retirement and
all things.
money. It's not looking at the mental health of retired people or anything.
Correct. It's more of a financial thing. It deals a lot with like economics and finance and things like that.
Cool. I mean, of course, Boston College, you should know that, right? It's there in Brighton and has, what, like 30,000 students or something?
I'm not sure, but yeah, very big school.
It's big. And,
Yes.
right, Boston College, not to be confused with Boston University, of course.
Correct, yes.
And how big is the Center for Retirement Research? Like, how many total numbers of people work there?
So we're pretty small. There's about probably less than 30, between like 25, around maybe around 25 people work for the center. So it's pretty small. My team is only four people, including myself. So we're a very small operation at a big school.
I'm sorry, what specifically is your team? Is it the communications team or?
Yeah, we're the communications team, yes.
Cool. And curious, you said it's a nonprofit thing as affiliated with Boston College. Is it grant funded? Is it endowed? Do you know, like, even in nonprofits, it doesn't mean money is free.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that actually, my job deals a decent amount with that. We are primarily grant funded. Our biggest support comes from the Social Security Administration, but we also do research for all sorts of charitable organizations and nonprofits and corporate companies.
Oh, so you get government grants as well as private grants.
Yes.
Cool. And you say you're a communications. Oh, a quick check. I assume you're a salaried employee.
Yes.
And then, so yeah, could you go into a little more details, like, as a communication specialist, what are you doing? Right, what's your role
Good
within this?
question. So I do a lot of different stuff. Obviously, I do more communications things like I run our social media. I do all the graphic design and layouts for any of our research that comes out. So that's things like our issue briefs or our working papers. We also run a blog, so I do the graphic design for the blog. Any of the big research products that you put out, I help with the graphic design for that. I run our email marketing and our advertisements. I help organize our, we have a bunch of grant programs that we give out money to outside scholars and students, and so I help advertise those programs and
I was
help
about to say, what are the ads for? Who are you trying to, is it just to find other programs you can fund, or is advertising for other purposes?
so it's both. It's advertising for the outside people to find our center and, potentially want to team up with us and fund our research, but also to advertise our grant programs. So we have two grant programs and then a new one that's starting soon. that are, we give money to anyone, we give money to three different groups. They're junior faculty members, people who are getting their PhDs, and then undergraduate students, basically to fund any sort of research that has to do with retirement.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So if I cut you off, you were going through your responsibilities.
Yeah. So I do advertising all those programs and help facilitate those programs throughout the year. I run our email marketing. I help edit and put together our blog. I do a lot of like press relations. We do a lot of interviews with the press. So I help set up interviews, make sure they run smoothly. I do a lot of work with our corporate partners, like I was mentioning earlier. We have a bunch of corporate partners who we will do various, they pay us to do either research or to give them sort of meetings about our research and issues going on in the retirement area. So I help basically make sure our corporate partners are happy.
So are you then their main point of contact?
Me and my supervisor and my boss, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, with all that, so I'm guessing work for a college, 40-hour weeks about, or?
Yes. Yeah.
A standard 9-to-5?
Yeah, it's standard 9-to-5. We recently just started doing part-time remote, but we're mostly in the office. 9-to-5, yeah.
Understood. And could you kind of take us through hour by hour through like a typical day, what you might be doing?
Sure. So typical day, I guess I could go through what I did today. I said that I help run our blog. So usually it's posting blog content. So proofing it before it goes out, then posting it.
So
then
do you write
it,
or is it other people wrote it and then you're just like proofing, formatting?
Yeah, so we have a blog writer who writes all the blogs, mm-hmm. But then I put them together on our website. I help manage the websites, and then I post them and edit them and create graphic designs for the blogs.
Sure.
So I would publish those. Post them on social media. Then I usually send our blogs out to people who have subscribed to our email newsletters. From there, it really depends on the day. My job is very, there's a lot of stuff I do on the regular, but it's also a lot of big projects that I work on. So lately we've been, like I mentioned earlier, we're starting a new fellowship program, which is giving out grants to undergraduate students. And so maybe I'll be working on that, where it's something I've actually really enjoyed working on, because we're creating this grant program basically from the ground up. So I've been involved with it from the very beginning. So I might be taking meetings about that, or I might be finding places to advertise the program, finding different contacts to contact, to recommend the program to various professors or student organizations that would promote it to their students. From there, I run our Google Ads. So I might be working on Google Ads. I might be, we have a bunch of students who work for us, so I might be working with students. It really depends on the day. I do a lot of different things.
Sure, sure. By the way, could you give me an example, just like one research project that your organization's working on?
Sure. Well, right now we just came out with our trustees brief, which we come out with every year. Basically, Social Security, every year they come out with a trustees report, which gives a summary of basically how the Social Security Trust Fund is, how it's working, and how it's doing. And it's pretty important. The Social Security Trust Fund is actually going to run out of money at some point. And so they put out this research saying, when is it going to run out, and what's that going to look like? And then So what we did is we took their research and then basically explained it even deeper down a level and ran our own numbers to explain it to the people who would then read our research, so the general public or academics, the press, things like that. So yeah, so we just came out with a big brief about that, and that's a pretty popular one because it's a very big, important item that was just in the news pretty recently.
Gotcha. Actually, curious about that because I may have, when you say you fund stuff with retirement research, like I could see a couple different angles. One would be kind of like these aggregate things or big programs like Social Security and pensions and all that.
Yeah.
And another might be actually, you know, looking at retirees and what they're spending. Are you more the former or do you do both?
We do both. So we really do a whole lot of subjects, anything that has to do with basically preparing people for retirement. So we'll do obviously the state of pensions, you know, how Social Security is doing with a trust fund report. But we also do things like we see how are women more prepared for retirement than men? We'll have a woman who, you know, have kids, like how many kids affect like what their fertility rate, how that affects how they're able to retire. We do things with students, how people who take out student loans, how likely it's that for them to retire or when they're going to retire. So really anything that's going to affect people from being able to retire, that's what we study and try to show why it's important that people pay attention to these things. Because, I mean, like I said, like even something like student loans, you know, you take those out when you're 18 years old, but they do affect people until you're in your, potentially in your 60s.
Right, of course. If you, I mean, one metric I could imagine a lot of people would have the view of, first I pay off my student loans, then I start saving for retirement. So clearly someone who doesn't have student loans can start saving up in their 20s and someone else might, you know, be delayed for a while.
Exactly.
Cool. So in order to qualify for these interviews, one of the criteria you had to hit is that you enjoy what you do. What is it about being a communication specialist that you enjoy?
Well, I think there's a couple parts that I really enjoy. I mean, I enjoy having a job that is kind of a creative job. You know, I do graphic design. I get to post things on social media. So there's definitely a creative element to it. And I really enjoy that. But I also just really enjoy the work that we do. Like I said, I help run this blog, so I see a lot of firsthand comments of people who take our research and make actual decisions based off of our research, and our research actually affects how they're able to retire and how they feel about retiring. So I find it's a really rewarding, not only is my job rewarding, but the organization I work for, it's very rewarding to be helping out not only elderly people who are, you know, a group that oftentimes needs to be helped up, but just people in general who might need to retire someday, which is everyone.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That's great. All right. Let's take it back now to 2018. Although if you feel your story has a logical earlier starting point, we can go back earlier. Because, I don't know, maybe you're thinking you want to work at some nonprofit research organization doing communications. Guessing not. Put us in your headspace as things were wrapping up Berkeley. And then let's take it one step at a time from there to where you are now. Both like what you were doing, but also where you were at mentally.
Sure. So yeah, I guess now that you mentioned it, I feel like my journey started before I graduated. I worked at the Berkeley Performance Center in their marketing and promotions department. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was a position that pretty much changed my life. I mean, I have to admit to that.
Sure.
Where it was definitely not something I was super ever. I mean, I went into music business and I was interested in marketing, but until I started doing that position, I hadn't really thought if that was something I wanted to do. But after working in that position for 2 years, I realized that I wanted to do something similar to that. So sort of a marketing communications promotion type position.
Okay.
That's what I realized. That's what I wanted to do after I graduated.
Were those your, you say you were there 2 years, were those like your 2 last years at Berkeley? So you're like, okay, like communications, promotions, you've enjoyed that job. It seems like a good career.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was an interesting job. I really liked how I got, similar to how my job is now, where I got to wear a bunch of different hats and do a bunch of different jobs and really learn and evolve as I went.
Sure.
I realized that I wanted to keep doing something similar.
Okay. So, sorry, you still here? Okay, great. Quick check-in. You wanted to do that, like, I imagine if everything were exactly equal, you'd take a music job, but, like, was your priority, so it sounds like your priority was more to be in marketing communications. Like, if it was that or music, it sounded like you were more leaning toward marketing communications.
Yeah, I mean, when I graduated, I really wanted a music industry job, but as I started looking, there really wasn't a lot of positions that, with my, my amount of experience, that were in doing what I wanted to do. It was a lot of, assistant positions and positions that was, you do the same thing every single day. So it wasn't something I was super interested in, and I kind of realized that I wanted to branch out more than just looking in one industry.
Understood. By the way, since you stayed local, are you from the Boston area?
Yeah, I'm from Acton. It's kind of near Concord, Massachusetts.
Yeah, as a little kid, I was in Sudbury for first half of my childhood, so.
Yeah, so I've been in Massachusetts for my whole life. Yeah.
Cool. Just curious. So after college, did you move home while you were getting. And then, so, all right, continue on. So at some point, what, a couple months, you decide to broaden out your job search?
Yeah, after a couple months, I decided that I wanted, yeah, I wasn't really getting the interviews for positions that I was really passionate about, especially if I wanted, I was thinking of moving to New York, but I wasn't going to move to New York for a position that, I didn't like. So then I started applying to more positions in the Boston area, and actually, I worked at a high school, a private high school and middle school, for about a year. That was my first job out of college.
Doing communications work?
Yeah, communications and marketing, yeah.
Marketing for students or marketing for alumni donations or?
Both. So marketing, obviously communicating to the students, but then also marketing to get people to come to the school, marketing to alumni, to get them involved in the school.
Well, can I ask what school that was?
That was Beaver Country Day School. It's in Newton.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And so you're there
Yeah, it
for.
was.
Go on.
Oh no, yeah, it was a great job. I really liked it. It was a temporary position because I was filling in for someone for a maternity leave.
Okay.
So I was there for about a year. But I absolutely loved it. I learned so much, and I got to be involved in so many different things. And it was pretty similar to the position I was working at Berkeley, and then the one I'm working at now.
Gotcha. So you're there. It's a good job. You like it, but you know it's going to end. And then, sure enough, she comes back from maternity leave and it ends.
So unfortunately, yeah, it ended. I stayed on with them. I was originally there, just going to be there for this part of the school year. Then they kept me on to do basically the same thing for their summer camp. But then after that, it was over. So
Okay,
then I
did.
started looking for my own.
Okay, so then you started looking for another job. So we're in the summer of 20 or late summer 2019 at this point.
And then I applied to the job that I have now. So I don't have a very long work
Okay,
history.
just curious, how did you find out about this job? And for that matter, how did you find out about the job at the Beaver Day School?
Sure. So I actually knew someone who worked there and who had told me that they were looking for someone to fill in for a maternity leave, and she knew that I had done something similar, so she recommended me, and then I went and interviewed, and
Can I
They
ask
asked me.
how you knew them? Friend of relative,
It was a
landlord?
friend of my, relative. So yeah.
Gotcha. Cool. So you recommended for that. And then did you have any special connections with the Center for Retirement Research?
No, I really just applied to that job online. It was actually pretty crazy because I applied to it and I remember they responded to me for an interview and I looked over the position again and I wasn't like super interested in it. I think, I don't know, I feel like they didn't really sell it that much in their description of the position. So I almost didn't go for my interview. But obviously I'm glad I did because it ended up being very different than I originally perceived it to be.
Gotcha. Hey, Kaz, do you remember how you found out about the job? Was it on a website? Did you go to the Boston College website or?
I was probably on a website. I don't think I would have directly gone to the Boston College website, but it was probably through like either LinkedIn or Glassdoor or something like that.
Okay. So a couple interviews and how big a gap was there between when the Beaver job ended and when you started here?
Maybe like 2 months?
It's not bad.
Yeah, something like 2 months. I mean, I didn't start looking for jobs really until I had finished my other job. I just kind of wanted to, take some time off in between jobs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Not bad at all, and then you got the job, kept it through the pandemic, and
Yes. Yeah, I'm incredibly grateful for that.
so were you hire I assume you hired into your current position.
Yes.
Cool. So I guess you've been there for about 2 years now.
Yeah, in November it'll be 2 years.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's move on to the third part of the interview of three. And let me preface the next question by saying that there's no right or wrong answer.
Okay.
Okay, so these days, and let's say by these days, let's say, late spring, summer 2021, what, if anything, is your current relationship with music?
Okay. So I still play music. My boyfriend actually also graduated from Berkeley at the same time as me, and so we play a lot of music together. I have some other friends who play music. But really at this point it's mostly a hobby for me. But yeah, I still really enjoy doing it and I play all the time.
So playing like, you mean like friends get together at somebody's house and you make some music, as opposed
Yeah.
to your band is gigging here and there.
No, yeah, we don't really. I mean, pandemic happened, so that was kind of. I want to go back and play more shows and things like that, but I haven't in a while.
Okay. No, cool. It sounds like you're doing music and enjoying it. That's great. And
Yeah, I definitely still enjoy it.
as noted, no right or wrong answer. Did I mention I'm a non-musician at Berkeley?
Yeah, that is interesting that you ended up at Berkeley without having a music background.
Yeah, I was the math tutor of a professor's kid, and then their math person quit with like 2 weeks before the semester, and they were like, "Oh my God, holy crap, does anyone know anyone who does math?" And then I literally got an email. I never applied. I got this email one day, like, "Dear Kevin, you worked with my daughters a couple years ago. Want to work at Berkeley?"
Oh, it worked out.
Yeah, it did. All right. So, next question I have for you is, it does sound like Berkeley introduced you to this type of job through your work at the BPC. And of course, Berkeley is a bachelor's degree, right? Many jobs are bachelor's degree required or very, very strongly recommended. But let's
Yeah.
say, beyond Berkeley being a bachelor's degree, is there anything you feel your Berkeley experience did particularly well to prepare you for your current career?
Sure. I mean, I feel like there's some overlap. I mean, obviously, I don't really utilize much I learned in my music classes, in my job. I mean, I utilize it when I play music, but definitely like my management and marketing classes that I took, I still use a lot of like the skill sets and the fundamentals that I learned. Mm-hmm. Especially some of the marketing classes, I definitely still remember a lot of that stuff.
Want to give a shout out to anybody?
Oh, I mean, I feel like I took a class with George Howard. I think it was like Principles of Marketing or something, which I definitely still use, like the basic marketing principles that he taught in that class. So yeah, shout out to him. and I probably use the skills I learned. I can't remember what the class it was, but the one where you learn all about Excel and Word and PowerPoint, I definitely use the skills
the
I
computer
learned.
Computer applications, is that, I think?
Yeah. Yeah. I think at the time I didn't realize how important that sort of stuff was, and then you get a job and you're doing most of your work through those programs, so it's actually, like, pretty important.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Anything else, or is that a... Yeah.
I mean, I probably also use the skills I learned through like all my like liberal arts classes, since a lot of my work is research based. So I do a lot of reading and writing. So obviously if I hadn't, you know, gone to college, I probably wouldn't be up to the academic level that I need to, you know, read this research and kind of understand a basic level of it.
Sure. Very fair. All right. Let's turn that question around, because Berklee mm-hmm. gives that 1 degree, the Bachelor of Music. You went there knowing mm-hmm. that, and you've been doing well. But all that said, when you look back at your Berklee education, is there anything where you say, you know, hey, it would have been really useful for me to have learned this while I was at Berklee, and they could have taught it to me, and they didn't? Anything missing or incomplete in your education?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I think I would have loved to do some sort of class that had to do with graphic design. Like I use that a lot in my job, and I know a lot of creative industries use those sort of skills nowadays.
Sure.
I took like a videography class where I learned how to edit like videos, music videos.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably use some of the skills I learned through that, because it's through Adobe, so it's a similar software. I use Photoshop now a lot. But yeah, I feel like that could have been something really interesting to learn about, because at all my positions so far, I've used those programs and done similar things to that.
Yeah, sure. Very fair.
Yeah, I mean, beyond that, I'm not really sure, because I mean, my position is pretty specific, and it's kind of, I don't know how a class could have prepared me more. I guess maybe like learning how to like network better, I feel like, could have been something. But I feel like Berklee does go into that in their classes.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, no right or wrong answers, right?
Yeah.
So, next question I have is, I will say this, you're not unique among the 200 people I've interviewed, but you're definitely a minority where you really kind of had figured out what it was you wanted to do while you were still at Berklee.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who maybe have graduated recently and haven't yet really had it click that this is what they wanted to do. And also, you mm-hmm. know, people in, you know, at Berklee, the current students, staring out into the big scary world and being like, what comes next? So for either or both of those groups, what advice do you have?
Sure. I mean, yeah, I feel like I definitely had an idea of roughly what I wanted to do. But I think if I went back and told myself what I was doing now when I was in college, I would probably be confused. but I think, I don't know, I think the biggest lesson that I learned through applying to jobs and getting jobs was just to like really not be turned off by any opportunity that you could possibly get. You know, you don't have to take every opportunity, but, you know, don't limit any opportunity that comes to you. I mean, I almost didn't take the position that I'm at. I almost didn't take the interview for the position that I'm at. And, you know, that would have been a mistake because I love it. You know, I could have ended up in the music industry in a position that I hated, but, you know, I try, I decided to look elsewhere and open my horizons and, you know, not limit myself. I feel like that's something that's like really important, especially when you're just starting out. You know, it's good to know what you want, but as long as you're doing something that you have an interest in, I feel like you can really do that in any industry or in any type of position. And I feel like it's good to just allow the universe to sort of present you with the opportunities along the way.
All right, that's great. And now let's zoom in a little bit, because you're a communication specialist. Again, I don't think anyone's listening to all 200 interviews and counting. But so who's made it this far in an interview? Somebody who might be seriously thinking about communications as a field. Maybe they were a music business major. Say, yeah, like it sounds like, you know, my classes, some of them are really going to apply here, so I'm not just going in blind. It's, you know, there's people who enjoy writing stuff up, making it look good. That communication aspect sounds like there's a lot of variety in your job. Like, there's a lot to recommend the sort of career you're in. I'm not saying your specific job, right, but somebody thinking about the type of career you have. And so for somebody who's not doing it but really thinking about it, do you have any specific advice for them?
I guess for a position like mine, it's really about just being flexible and adapting to any scenario. I mean, every position I've had so far, it's been, you know, I have a daily tasks I have to do like every day or every day or every week. But a lot of the times it's, okay, we're gonna redesign the website. All right, let's sit down and figure out what we need to fix, you know, what's working, what's not working. So it's a lot of the times it's just being flexible and learning new things. I think that's a big part of my job, is just being open to learn how to do things. You know, if that means, you know, you have to watch a bunch of YouTube tutorials, like that's basically how I learned Google Ads, is I just watched a bunch of YouTube tutorials. But I think it's a really good position / industry for people who are kind of self-starters and want to create their own projects, and also want to like learn as they grow, which I think is really important. And I really love about my job is that I, you know, if there's something I want to do, my boss usually lets me, you know, they'll let me start my own projects or focus on things that I'm really interested in. So yeah, I think probably just opening themselves up to being flexible and, you know, trying new skill sets, being not afraid to learn new skills. You know, if you're a creative person and you want to learn graphic design, then, you know, download a trial of Photoshop, you know, watch some YouTube videos, learn how to use Photoshop. You know, if you're interested in writing, start your own blog. You don't even like have to post it online. You can make it private. Just sort of learn what you enjoy, and then I find that you can take those skills and find where to apply them to your company or your position.
Right. That's great. Well, I only have one last question for you, Kara, which is you have the mic. Is there anything we missed or anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, gosh. No, I guess. I mean, I think the biggest thing I learned after leaving Berkeley was just not to have, like, any sort of plan. I think that was, like, the thing that, like, scared me the most, but I think was also the most helpful, is just to not feel like you have to have a plan. And instead, just find something that you enjoy. Like, if you can find a job where you like the work that you do every day, I think that it doesn't matter what industry you're in, or really what company you're working for, because like that's what you're doing every day. Like, that's what's going to make you happy. If you're, you know, maybe in the music industry, but you're doing something you hate, you're not going to be happy. So I think, yeah, find something that you like and then see where you can apply it.
All right. That's terrific. Well, hey, Kara, I really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you so much for making the time.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad to be a part of it. I think it's really interesting. I was looking at a couple of their interviews, and it's kind of fascinating to see all the different areas people end up. I mean, I'm not surprised, but it's definitely interesting. Like, you know, I had similar degrees to a lot of people on your website, but I could never have figured myself going into, like, I don't know, like beverage management or like getting becoming a teacher. Like, yeah, I guess I totally could do this with a bachelor's degree, but yeah, it's kind of crazy that how you can really do so much.
Yeah, it is cool. I've really enjoyed hearing everybody's stories and how people got into different industries. And it sort of says a lot about, you know, the resourcefulness of Berkeley alumni.
Yeah, I mean, everyone who I know who graduated from Berkeley is doing really interesting things. And I think the people that you graduate with, they have this entrepreneurship like mindset that if they, you know, whatever they do, they're going to do something really interesting.
That's great. Well, thank you again, and look for a message from me in the near future.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good night.